We're back and up and running. Here we are at the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We've got Gary Thomason on with us today from Truth Attack, and he was at the Sherry Jackson trial. We're talking about that in case you just logged in. You can join us on the program here today at 1-800-313-9443. We're trying to get through to the end of the trial, and so I'm asking people to be patient with us, in particular those that are online and waiting. We're trying to get to it. We're going to try to get to everybody who calls today. And Gary, when we hit the top of the hour for the break, we had just mentioned that the judge had permitted Larry to put on a sewer rebuttal, or a rebuttal of the rebuttal, which is an accommodation to him, but limited him to only those subjects or those issues that were raised during the government's case in rebuttal. Is that right?
That's correct. It was just strictly the questions that were asked in rebuttal. And then, of course, the prosecutor came back with a redirect.
And he was permitted to cross Sherry on things other than what she was able to testify to on sewer rebuttal direct?
Well, what he did is he had direct testimony from the rebuttal witness. Larry crossed him, and then he did redirect on the rebuttal witness.
Right.
And the question he asked, because, of course, Larry got up there to say, to get testimony out as to their ability to remember something that took place 10 years ago, and said, you know, do you remember, can you remember anything that happened 10 years ago? Can you remember a specific meeting and what took place during the meeting 10 years ago? And the witness would say no. And then, of course,
it's something you would have remembered. And
exactly.
that's what he did, is it not?
Right. It's exactly what he did. And of course, they said, they don't remember exactly. And so the crux of it was is that their testimony was harmless. Well, the prosecutor got back and did a redirect question and would just approach him and just very plainly, very clearly ask him, now, if you had a meeting with Miss Jackson, and during that meeting with Miss Jackson, she said to you that she was trying to win a $50,000 reward, would you remember that?
And all right. Course, well, that's just what I described. They come back and say, if this had happened, is it something you would have remembered? And they always say yes.
Exactly.
And then that's the way you prove it. Something didn't happen, sort of. And it apparently took root in the jury's mind.
Oh, it certainly did.
Yeah. All right. Now, we're about to run into a break here, and I don't want to bring Dave in for just a second. If you'll be just patient with us, but you can give us a call here, get on the program. We're going to be stacking up and taking callers as they come in, we hope, now that we've got pretty much a story told on the trial. So we'll be back in just a little bit here after this next break and start taking callers. Gary, tell me what happened when the jury came back.
Well, after the rebuttal case, they had closing arguments, and I'll just preface what the jury was exposed to during closing argument. And essentially what happened was is that the prosecutor just railed Sherry on her integrity and her character and her honesty, and went so far to essentially accuse her of perjury.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. The number is 313-9443, 1-800-313-9443.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, back in America's younger days, in the year 1913, when our country was growing stronger and our people were living free, when we still trusted our politicians and believed in our government, then wouldn't you know, we elected our first treasonous president. Well, this jerk's name was Woodrow Wilson, and he gave us one hell of a mess. He gave us the 16th Amendment that launched the IRS. He and his super-rich industrialist pals sold America down the drain. They gave us the voluntary income tax, and our country's never been the same. He gave us those IRS agents to make sure we pay our taxes. Gave us those hitmen to keep us working for Uncle Sam. They make honest folks dishonest. They make friendly people mad. They can make a cheater out of a good church-going man. Now, if you've ever been harassed by these little creeps, then this song's written for you. 'Cause chances are these little goons scared you to death before they were through. They just love to threaten the little people with a law that doesn't even exist. And if you ask them to show you that fictitious law, well, man, they really get pissed. The IRS is a shadowy bunch from the sewers of taxpayer hell. They scare you to death if you refuse to pay, even threaten you with jail. They've never been held accountable for all the damage that they've done. Fear is their favorite weapon and intimidation their favorite gun. They're our IRS agents. They make sure we pay our taxes. They're the hitmen that keep us working for Uncle Sam. They make honest folks dishonest. They make friendly people mad. They can make a cheater out of a good church-going man. Now, Now, these guys are easy to identify. They got gray streaks down their backs. And personalities like pit bulls that are just about ready to attack. They hide out in big federal monuments that us stupid taxpayers pay for. They never smile, and they're not real friendly when they tell you to pay some more. They've been known to work as blackmailers for politicians and presidents. You just never know where they're gonna turn up, but it's gonna be bad, you can bet. They're a bunch of two-bit paper shufflers who contribute nothing to productivity, just a bunch of real live weasels entrenched in our bureaucracy. They're always threatening the little guy while the super rich get away. They're afraid to take on their corrupt tax lawyers and big-time CPAs. No, they never touch those corporate crooks at the top of the big money game. The greedy elites always get a free pass while the little guy gets all the blame. Now the years have passed and America's grown and our land is not the same. Our country's $10 trillion in debt and the corrupt politicians are to blame. Our people are taxed to the limit and the politicians are still wanting more. The country's nearly bankrupt and the IRS is still at the door. It's a hell of a mess that they've got us in, and it only took 100 years. This last best hope for freedom is about to go down in tears. The founding fathers warned us that big government would kill our land. They'd tax us to death, then ask for more, no limit to what they'd spend. But us taxpayers are getting smarter. We're tired of paying through the nose. We're sick and tired of being pushed around by a bogus IRS code. We're going to dig up Woodrow Wilson, the treasonous jerk that gave us this mess. We're going to take the 16th Amendment and shove it right square up his ass. Because he gave us those IRS agents to make sure we paid our taxes. Those hitmen that keep us working for Uncle Sam.
Spawn of the Sewers of Hell. The spawn of the Sewers of Hell. What? How better could you put it than that, what we're dealing with here today? All bills come due eventually. And, my bill just came due, and I guess it's time for me to suck it up and pay it. But, we've got a gentleman on the line that's going to join the program with us today for a little bit, however long he can stand it. A fellow named Bubba from Alabama, who was also at the trial down in the pit. Larry B. Kraft. How you doing, Larry?
Well, I'm fine, Tommy. I'm just warming up my football eyes. You know, y'all are just mad because your coach left and came over from the dark side to the light.
Oh, I thought he went over to the dark side, the dark man's side.
No, he left the dark side.
Larry, you've been listening in so
far? I sure have.
And so you've heard Gary's account, pretty good account of the trial?
Yeah, he gave a real good account of the trial.
All right. Well, could you stay with us for a little bit? We'd answer
a
couple of questions.
Yeah, yeah. Are we ready for a break or something?
We're fixing to come up for a break here in about 5 minutes.
Oh, well, so how do we get that song?
That song, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I failed to credit the fellow who gave that to us is Ralph Harrison in Denver, Colorado. Very, very bright, very, very talented man. He's a lot older than I am, and I've been cautioned by one lady to not call myself older than dirt anymore because she's my age. I won't name her now. I can't because then I'd really be in trouble. But, he has been at this for a long, long time. He's been writing music like that, and he's got a whole library of it. We're going to hear a lot more from him on the program. A super, super gentleman and a great patriot. But that's where that song came from.
Well, it sounds like it's a real good one that Gary ought to put on that CD.
I think
just
maybe
click on it and play it.
I'll see if I can get his authority to do that. I think I'll contact Ralph and ask him for it. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. How you doing this afternoon, Larry?
I'm doing fine, Gary. How you doing?
I haven't seen you
in about 72 hours.
That's true. I got my LSU sweatshirt on, so got my LSU sweatshirt on. So.
Well, you wore it to the trial, too.
That's true.
I got my Bama shirt on, so. Can I give you my view of the facts?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give us that. That's great. Well, another perspective.
I think it's real important. You know, too many of my clients, they get off into the tax issue, and they read, you know, like Conklin's book, like Sherry did. They'll read Irwin Schiff's book, and they'll understand it. They'll do some basic research and research certain conclusions. But a lot of people are never really forced or required in any way to articulate what they read. So when you get ready, when you get indicted like Sherry did, and now's the time you got to recount the past, and you have to articulate your beliefs. It's difficult for a lot of people. The people that don't have public speaking experience, you know, when they get up there on the hot seat, even if they do have public speaking experience, it's a rough place to be. So, you know, preparation for trial is real important. And I think one of the things that can really help people to, you know, prepare for trial and to sort of learn something about the tax laws. Gary and I were coming back. He was riding home with Anson. So Gary rode with me from Atlanta to Huntsville. And we sat down and talked about, you know, the CD that needs to be put out by Truth Attack. And it has the old tax regs on it, and they're fully searchable. And I think all the tax acts on there, especially the 39 code and the 54 code. And, you know, there's a history behind the income tax. And now that, you know, it's been put together so it's word searchable, there's a lot that people can learn. The 2 weeks ago, all three of us were sitting in Sacramento, California. And I talked about the CD, and y'all turned around and had to burn about 50 CDs that night so you could sell them to the people that were interested in getting them. I think the CD that we showed at the FES convention is something that absolutely must be made available to people. It's, you know, like on the point of, you know, years ago, everybody that would get into the liability argument, like Sherry, you know, they sit down and they read section 6001 and 6011 and see that it applies to those that are made liable for a tax. If you're liable for a tax, you got to file a return and pay a tax. And then the stat, and when you compare other taxes, you can plainly see that Congress specifically makes people liable for a tax. And so when you get over to the income tax, you know, there's only that one section that makes anybody liable, section 1461. You know, Sherry, you know, it was crystal clear that Sherry believed that argument because by the time she was appearing in the USA Today ad sponsored by We the People, that argument was laid out right below her picture. But, yeah. You know, having the ability to do computer searches, you know, I think that as y'all were sitting there when I was doing it on the screen at the FES convention, you know, a lot of people can see the value of, hey, just type in made liable, and then the computer will search through the code, and boom, you can see it immediately. And that could really go a long way, in my opinion, to helping persuade people that they're, you know, the people that think that there's no flaws with the federal income tax, that is perfectly easy to understand. You know, this type of demonstration is something that would help people, you know, really appreciate the positions that we're arguing.
And I'll tell you, it's an extremely valuable tool for doing just that. For those listening now, you know, that were not in Sacramento, and I imagine that's a few of you, Larry demonstrated these files that he has formed, and it's taken hours and hours and days for
months
him to compile all of this. Do what? How long did you spend compiling all those
months
statutes?
Months and months. Well, you know,
and,
just to do the statutes at large, to convert them to text and make it look like the original out of the statutes at large, that was a 7-month project.
You bet. So there's a lot of work in this, and what we've got is the fruits of his labor that he has given to Truth Attack to offer out to its supporters and as gifts of appreciation for contributions, and we intend to do just that. And these things were just eaten up like hotcakes. It was like selling popcorn. We couldn't burn them fast enough. We set up, Gary and I set up, he burned those things until 1 o'clock in the morning. Within an hour after we got there, there were 15 left whenever I asked him across the room when I was speaking. You know, I said, how many we got of those left? He said 15. And they were gone inside 5 minutes. these things are really terrific and a great tool. And just like I tell people, as recently as today in an email, don't use secondary sources. Don't even my memorandum is a secondary source.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And here we go again on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We've got a whole panel on today. It's a great show. We've got Larry B. Kraft, who tried the Sherry Jackson trial in Atlanta last week. We've got Gary Thomason with Truth Attack, who was there with a front row seat throughout the whole process. And I'd like to go on to the phones real quick. They've been waiting forever. Dave in Arkansas have been extremely patient. Thanks for waiting. Dave, have you got a question for one of our panel today?
Good afternoon, Tom, Gary, and Larry.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Larry, a question, please.
Sure.
Right from the get-go, was discovery done? Interrogatories, request for production, and request for
admissions. Well, you can't do that in a criminal case. We got Rule 16 discovery.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you could do, you know, see, Sherry had been subjected to a search back in July of 2004. And, you know, when you go in there, you know, their documents have been obtained chiefly through the search. And so, you know, when the government does a search, you know, it's going to be pulling a lot of its evidence, or probably all of its evidence, from the items that were taken during the search. You know, one problem a lot of people have when you are subjected to a search, you know, there's just some things that kind of make you look bad. The government gets to see the books that you read. You know, gee, there's Irwin Schiff's book, and there's Lamar Hardy's materials, and there's, you know, the Save a Patriot Fellowship stuff. You know, they can identify what you've been through. They can see your letters that you've received from other people and what you've been sharing with people. So it's kind of a real good inside look on you know, what you've been doing. That's what happens with a search. But, you know, there's a difference between civil and criminal procedure. You can't sure. ask, you can't take depositions except in the most limited circumstances. You know, like you got a witness that's getting ready to leave the country. You can't ask interrogatories. You can't, you know, it's not like civil discovery under the civil rules. You know, you don't, the side doesn't have to engage in discovery.
Right.
Discovery gets invoked if the defendant asks for discovery, then there's reciprocal discovery from the defendant sure. to the government. But generally what you're entitled to in the way of discovery is, you know, the documents the government obtained during the course of their investigation.
Well, from a defense point of view, there's the relation back doctrine regarding liability that must relate back to a procedurally correct and proper certificate of assessment. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you know, you can make a lot of people making in tax evasion cases, you know, the argument that an assessment is required. You know, that happened with the Art Farnsworth case, but, you know, the Third Circuit didn't agree with that. But, you know, that's not an issue in a case like this one. Sherry was simply charged with willful failure to file. So the presence or absence of an assessment is unimportant. You know, the government had telegraphed to us, or, you know, I was left with a distinct impression since especially since they'd executed a search warrant. You know, if they were going to, the way they were going to try their case was bring on, you know, somebody that engaged in the search, one of the agents, and, you know, trot out this document. You know, kind of like showing all your dirty underwear.
Sure. You
know, they open up your drawer and they pull out all this dirty underwear. That's what the approach I expected from the government. And we had several opportunities. We could go down and look at the items that had been seized by execution of the search warrant at any time. And in fact, we looked at it at least once during the course of the trial.
Right.
But, you know, rather than lengthening having a high profile target, you know, like bringing in all the people that paid Sherry money and bring in, you know, somebody from the service center to testify that she didn't file returns, and rather than bringing an IRS revenue agent in to testify about, you know, what all the figures add up to be, and then bringing somebody in from the team that executed the search warrant so that they could roll out all the dirty laundry. The government didn't do that in this case. What they did is they just had certified documents saying, you know, basically that she hadn't filed returns. It came from the service center. Then they offered the lady that had paid Sherry money during the years in question, and then they didn't bring in an IRS agent to testify about, you know, how you calculated the numbers, you know, what the money that Sherry had made. They brought somebody in, just an investigator from the U.S. Attorney's Office, to add up the figures.
Mm.
And so that was you know, what they did is you know, if you have a longer case with more witnesses, you have more opportunity to attack the witnesses. And the government wanted an extremely low-profile case, and that's the reason why the morning of trial they walk in, here's my documents. I went through them, told them what I'd object to and what I wouldn't, and a lot of them were certified. And that's the way the case went. You know, we just had three simple witnesses, and that didn't take but an hour and a half or 2 hours to present. And
well,
so the case got shifted over to the defense.
From what Gary was relating earlier, it sounds to me like in the government's closing arguments, they just did a total character assassination.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, it can be dangerous to do that. You know, when you make statements, you know, of course that's the way you know, some public speakers do things. You know, you've seen politicians get up there and they'll rally a crowd with a lot of stuff that's just not, you know, that's not true.
Right.
And, you know, this, the power of suggestion can be very important. And, you know, so when you make suggestions, you know, that are stretching the truth, you got a problem.
We're headed into a break, fellas, and thanks for the call, Dave, and thanks for being so patient with us. And,
okay, thank you, Tom.
We'll be back in just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
And here we go again. We're back here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We have a host of hosts today. We've got Larry B. Kraft on, who just tried the Sherry Jackson trial. We have Gary Thomason from Truth Attack, who was there throughout the trial. Before we go to our next caller, I wanted to ask Gary a question because I wanted to be sure we got this in today. Gary, of all of the events of the trial, of all of the occurrences and the things that you witnessed while you were there, what would you call the key point or the key factor in this particular trial, and how and why it came about that way?
Well, Tom, the key factor would be just sitting in the courtroom and watching the methodical assault on Sherry's integrity and her character, because that's really all the government had. And when you go, whether you're in the schoolyard or whether you're in the work environment, you know, character assassination or calling, name calling is very popular these days, especially in the government. And so, taking a step back and just looking at a broad field of view, I would say, Tom, that the only thing the government had to combat Sherry's testimony, Sherry's credibility, Sherry's arguments to the understanding and the belief that she had gained from studying the materials would be name calling. You know, name calling prevailed. I think it's evidence just from the standpoint that the jury took no longer than 20, 30 minutes to have everybody come back up to the courtroom and just rattle off four guilty verdicts.
Yeah. Well, Larry, same question. What do you think was the you think that was the key?
Absolutely.
Round mudslinging.
That's Gary hit it. Hit the nail on the head. You know, of course there's some, you know, things that relate to that, but that's exactly what happened. You know, Sherry's one of the nicest, most sincere ladies I've ever met. She's as honest as the day is long.
She's real.
She's real. And was something that the government feared. I think that that's one of the reasons why they collapse their case and just say, hey, we're going to have to hitch our victory to the only way we can is to character assassinate. And that's what they did.
And they had to use paid assassins.
Yeah.
The key, though, and I mean that really sad part about this is that no matter what you do to one witness's testimonies, or credibility, rather, that doesn't prove the opposite.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't prove that she knew that she was under a known legal duty, as of those dates. It doesn't prove their case. All it does is disprove her account, but it doesn't even disprove her account. It just says, hey, you shouldn't believe her. But, jurors don't really understand that. And it's difficult. All you can do is argue it to them, but that doesn't mean they'll grasp it. Let's go on ahead to another caller here. We got Rick in Tennessee. Hello, Rick. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've been on the witness stand. It's not a place I want to be for sure. I want to ask you what's the next step in her for her? I don't know if y'all have talked about that yet or not.
Larry, that's yours, I guess.
Yeah, well, we've still got some issues, important issues to consider. I've asked the judge after the verdict comes back. You know, when the verdict came back, you know, this was an atypical case, you know, which is indicative of what I think the government really thinks about a lot of people in the tax movement. You know, the people in the tax movement pose absolutely no threat to the government. You know, they're not a flight risk. They're not gonna, you know, they're not murderers. They're not evil, mean people. They're good people, and I think the government perceives that. You know, typically when a verdict comes back, the judge at least asks the government, well, gee, what do you think about bail pending sentencing? Here, the judge, you know, it was after 5, she got up just off the bench and walked out. You know, we were recessed. You know, no issue about whether or not she should be allowed on bond pending sentencing. But, you know, I've asked for an additional 30 days to file post-trial motions. We'll know this next week whether the judge grants that. Then we'll have sentencing. It's now set up for January the 10th. You know, I think I'm going to probably have to ask for a continuance on that. But we've did a rough calculation of what Sherry's looking at in the way of jail time, and it's between 21 to 24 months is my guess. So, wow. Then we've got some issues for appeal. You know, there's a couple of real important pretrial motions that are filed, and maybe some important post-trial motions that could be the subject of an appeal.
Well, I'm sorry. Did you finish what you were?
Sure.
You know, I'm in the cave, like Tommy sort of said a little while ago. But what I want to ask you, I think I may have emailed Larry. I may have emailed you before on this. But how is Pete Hendrickson able to dodge them, or what is he with his method of cracking the code? Because I don't want to be there in trial, and it seems like what he's doing is working when I read his newsletter. But what do you have to
Well, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. You know, I've met Pete. He's a personally likable guy. But I do personally think that, the government takes a good length of time to carry out an investigation. And I'll give you one example. It was in July of 2004 when the search warrant was executed on Cherry. It wasn't until April of this year, which would be April of 2007, 4 years, 3 years later, that charges were brought against Cherry. And, you know, of course, there's an investigation of Cherry going on long before the search warrant. So it takes a criminal investigation into tax matters, and not something people think they happen real quick, and they don't. You know, from what I know about Pete's situation, you know, their CID is involved in the picture on Pete.
But at the same time, what they've done, too, is they pursued Pete from a civil standpoint with a suit for recovery of taxes. And I think that suit's been concluded. What's the status on that, Larry?
I'm not keeping up with it, but my impression is the same as yours.
Last I heard is he had lost his appeal and was, and I had sent him some cases that he might be able to use on an application for a rehearing. And I haven't heard whether or not, Gary, do you have any information on that?
Well, I think that's pretty accurate, Tom. He, from what I understand, has filed another appellate brief and arguing on the same grounds and about fighting summonses as well as taking on the government from the standpoint that they're saying it's erroneous returns, and he's contending that they're not erroneous and that he's really the only person that could testify to that. And I sympathize with him because I believe he's fairly much on point on it. It's just that they're ignoring him. They're sitting on it.
They've taken judgment against him, though, on the tax issue.
They did. They actually, it wasn't a trial. It was just a summary judgment.
Yeah. And basically, you know, if you file a return, doesn't matter what it is, you file a return saying, I don't owe any taxes, I want all my money back, and they send you a refund check, it's usually the result of the fact that the machine didn't spit it out for somebody to look at, and it went right through the cave without anybody knowing it was there. But on those instances where it is getting spit out by their filters, these guys are, I'm getting news emails every day just about, the guys that are getting pumped with frivolous penalties and being subjected to assessments and collection actions. Question of whether or not you're lucky and you slip through the cracks or you're not lucky and you don't slip through the cracks. I guess it's like Clint Eastwood said, the question is, do you feel lucky?
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to figure out the best approach. I mean, I understand. I've read the code, and there's nothing in there that makes you liable. You know.
That's true, and you're right, and all of this is right. But the thing is that no matter what you tell them, they're not going to say, "Oh, well, you're right. You're not liable, and we're sorry we bothered you." And there's no, as I put it with folks, there is no sweepstakes contest going on for the perfect tax return. These guys know they're stealing. They know they're taking money that they're not entitled to take. They know that you don't owe it, but they know, too, that they're big enough to take it away from you. And the question is, how long is it going to take us to get the rest of the people to know what we know? And at that point, it won't work anymore.
I don't know if your listeners are aware, but you can order bulk Freedom to Fascism movies for $1 a copy. So I order those and I hand them out to people. You know, Aaron Russo's film, but I just don't know if enough people are doing that. It's very frustrating to me.
That's just a piece of it, Rick. What you can also do is get one of these packets of business card forms that you get from the Office Depot or Office Max, and print out a whole bunch of cards and just say what income tax truthattack.org.
Right.
When you go to dinner, leave it with your tip. Whenever you stop at the bank, leave a couple of them on the table there where they have the forms and the checks. Whenever you go, stop and check out at the grocery store, hand one to the checker and just. That's one of the things. You can also go to Truth Attack and get these yard signs that we now have, and we're selling them for cost of replacement less than cost of replacement, because it costs us more to ship them and buy them than we're getting for them, because we want them out there. They'd say, what income tax? Truthattack.org. Put them in, put two or three at the busiest intersections in your town. And, that's the way that it's going to happen. That's the way that people are going to learn, is from us. It's not going to be because somebody filed, the silver bullet return.
Right.
It's going to be because we educated the public.
But
made them aware that there's an issue.
Question for Larry again is that you would be hesitant to recommend someone to do that approach that Hendrickson.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I want to know. I don't want to keep you off. Anybody else has got a call.
We got another caller here. I want to try to get to everybody. And thanks for the call, Rick.
I'm going
to
leave. I've got my football eyes. This is a good program.
All
I'm going
right.
to watch the best game of the season.
Thanks for coming on, Larry.
All right, no problem. Bye.
Dan in New Hampshire. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing my best.
That's good to hear. And you're a hero in this whole effort. Is Larry still on?
No, Larry had to go. He has to get his pretzels and stuff together, because at 4 o'clock the LSU Tigers are going to stomp the daylights out of those poor boys down in Alabama. And he's just a glutton for punishment. He insists on watching the whole disaster happen.
Well, you know, I guess some people are really attached to that sort of thing.
But have you got a question, comment?
Yeah, I have a question. Maybe you know the answer to it. Was there any jury selection on this, Cherry Jackson?
That's probably a good question. Matter of fact, it is a good question, because there was a difference in her jury selection. Mine, see, I was charged with a felony, and so it was set up for 10 strikes for the defendant, as opposed to 6 for the government. But in a misdemeanor case, each side gets 3 strikes. So all she could do was to take out the worst 3 out of the bunch. And so there was some stuff. Gary, you might address maybe a couple of the questionable jurors that we would have liked to have had another 7 strikes for.
Yes. The jury selection process was each court in their local rules have different standards that they go by. In Tom's case, the judge basically handled the voir dire. In this case, the prosecution was able to ask a question, and then the defense was able to ask a question of the jurors and basically go down the list of the potential jurors. I think I said earlier there was about 30, 35 potential jurors in the courtroom, and each party had a list of the names and the background and basically the jury questionnaires, and they were able to basically work off this list that they had taken these names, taken their background, where they worked, who they worked for, how long they worked.
But there were a number, not to interrupt you, but we're running up on top of the hour, and we've still got a caller or two we'd like to get to. The problem was that some of these guys had ties to the government, were dependent on the government, retired from government work, people that you wouldn't want on a jury on a case like this, not on a tax case. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
He had another 7 strikes. Those wouldn't have been in the jury, and you might have had a different outcome.
Well, I mean, don't they have a for cause strike?
Yes, yeah, you have a for cause, but those are really meaningless, because what happens is a judge says, "Oh, I know that you make your living on tax money. That's what puts beans on your table, and I know that tax money is what's paying your son and putting his kids through school, but." You know, would that affect your judgment in this case? They say, "Oh no, Your Honor, it wouldn't affect mine." And I say, "Okay, well, you know, move on."
Yeah.
You know, it almost would have to be working for the IRS or involved in the investigation.
If I can interject, there was 3 or 4 for cause objections raised, and I believe that those people were excused.
And that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so prior to the the actual,
but that was prior to they actually submitting for strikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You only need one guy, one good guy on there, though, right?
Well, you only need one bad one too to stir the rest of them up. they get in there and they start in with this rhetoric. We're having to pay. Everybody ought to have to pay. If we're going to be victim, a dog bit me, I want it to bite everybody. It only takes one of those to stir them up, too. Well, Dan, I hate to cut your call short, but I want to get to Mike before we get into this next break.
Okay.
Mike, thanks for the call. Good
You're
question.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Mike in Illinois, got to move it fast. Mike? Is Mike in Illinois still with us?
Hello, Tom?
Hello. Hello. How are you doing, sir?
Okay. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. The income tax only applies to corporations. Isn't that correct?
No, it's not correct. It applies to everybody if they meet the parameters.
Of having income.
Well, you can have income. People can have income.
Well, they
can. People can have income. We can.
I thought the Supreme Court said income is corporate profits and gains.
They did say corporate profits and gains because it was dealing in that case. That was in Stratton's Independence, and it was dealing in that case with the 1909 corporate franchise tax, and so that's why it was dealing with that particular issue was corporate gains, and so that's why it said that. So it was taken out of context. And therefore, that has been the cause of a lot of misunderstanding. But if you buy something for a dollar and sell it for $2, you just generated a dollar's worth of income. So, but if
that's your livelihood, if that's your occupation, you haven't, right?
Well, it's the question: do you have to have an occupation to have income? I don't know. I don't know of any requirement. But look, we're going into a break. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry we got to you so late in. I would like to have gone into that a little bit more in depth, but.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
been 2 hours already, and we've just flashed right through it. We're coming into the stretch, a very short stretch for the Live Free Zone today. We've got one caller left, DJ in Illinois. Let's try to get a quick question and answer back so then we can close out. DJ in Illinois, how are you doing, DJ?
I am blessed. I have another day.
You have a what?
I said I'm blessed because I have another day.
Well, that's true. Everyone is a blessing. And what's your question for Gary?
Okay. Can their witnesses be called back by something such as you reserve the right to call them back, or can their witnesses, some or all of them, be subpoenaed so that you can ask questions in the areas that you want brought up? I ran into this in a civil case, and I heard Larry say that the criminal and the civil, you know, aren't the same. I understand that. But I have a reason for asking that.
The testimony that somebody gives is subject to challenge after the trial in the event that it's determined that that particular individual gave false testimony or misleading testimony. Then that can be challenged, and oftentimes that can be inquired into. There's no legal process for bringing them in to answer questions. But if you have a reason for asking that and would like to email that reason to me, I'd appreciate it. And the email is cryerlaw, CRYERLAW, at AOL.com. And I hate to cut you short, DJ, but and give you a short answer to a short question, but we're about to run out of time. And
thanks
for the call. Thanks for the call. And get with me on your reason. You've got my curiosity piqued. I'll be watching for your email. Gary, we're about to wrap it up here. In a nutshell, you'd say it was a catastrophe this week?
That would be a fair assessment, Tom. And I want to take this moment to thank you for having me on and invite everybody to go visit www.truthattack.org and get involved.
I'd like to have you on another program to talk about something a little bit more encouraging, and that is some of the wonderful stuff at truthattack.org has in mind for some really neat operations coming up in the next 6 months to a year. Would you come back and do that?
I would be delighted to do so.
That'd be great, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people like you, me, everybody, anybody can do what needs to be done. It doesn't take an orator. It doesn't take a lawyer. It doesn't take an accountant. It doesn't take a politician. It takes people. You can do like we were talking about, dropping off cards in places. You can do putting these signs out. We now have magnetic signs for Truth Attack that you can put on your RV. Or on the back of your tractor trailer rig. When you start asking that question, what income tax, and you give them a place to get the answer, you've done everything that you need to do to make an American wake up and realize that he's been robbed, wake up and realize he's been lied to. The two things that make me angry more than anything else, and those are the two of them. Take something that doesn't belong to you from me and lie to me, and that makes me angry. It ought to make you angry too. I'm sure it does. And we need to find our hind legs, get up on them, and shout it from the rooftops. Until next time, it'll be next Saturday. We'll see you from the Live Free Zone.